Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike Monansky here with you. This is Red Sox Classics here across the Shaws and Star Markets, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Get back out to Denver. Game four of this 2007 World Series in just a couple of minutes, but had the opportunity here as part of Red Sox Classics to hear from John Lester. Of course, he had a very, very emotional year in 2007. He fought through cancer and chemotherapy, came back late in the year, pitched for the Red Sox, and eventually opportunity to pitch here in game four of this 2007 and World Series. Rob Bradford, WEEI.com, had a chance to catch up with John earlier on this Friday, talk about this series, and first and foremost, asked John Lester, was he nervous about the start in game four?
Oh, I was beyond nervous. I didn't really know, or I guess maybe I was just naive to the Colorado thing, you know, just the altitude and the ball and all that stuff, but for me, I was just more nervous about, like, screwing it up enough to where I mess up the bullpen for the next day. You know what I mean? Where something happens and I only go two-plus innings, three innings, and then now we're, you know, those games in Colorado can turn into, you know, debacle with your pitching. So, for me, I was just more nervous about that. You know, I actually slept well, but as soon as I woke up, it was just nerves all day, you know, and then I couldn't wait to get to the field. And back then I got to the field late when I pitched, because, you know, I didn't have much to do. I was young and could really just put on my stuff and go. But I got there actually pretty early, just because once I got there, I felt better. You know, I was around the guys, you're around kind of everything, and it took the nerves off of being at the hotel. So, once I got there, man, I was more at ease of what I was doing. And, you know, I could go into some routines and talk to guys and not just sit in a hotel room, you know, looking at the wall.
What do you remember when you actually got on the mound? Was there an at-bat that you remember? Was there something that somebody said to you that you remember? What was a moment that you remember?
No, man, I really don't. It's such a blur even now. You know, I've gone back and I've watched it, you know, just at different points of my life to see if I actually did throw the ball fairly well. And I felt like I did. And, you know, I remember just being at ease. Once I got there, it was more of an at ease feeling, because I had tech. So I had the guy back there, and he's like, okay, I'm just following him. He's played three games against these guys, and he knows what they're doing. He knows how they're swinging, all this stuff, and I'm just going to throw my bullpen, and he's going to kind of lead me through this game. And then it kind of just came down to execute, and I had a really good cutter that night. I do remember that, and I got a lot of swing and misses. And the first guy of the game, what was Matsui, or what was it? He popped up a ball to me, and I broke his bat on a cutter, and I was like, okay, I feel like I got a good cutter tonight. And, you know, we just used that, you know, going forward. And I don't remember anybody saying anything particular. You know, really, I believe from what I remember, guys just kind of left me alone, and just kind of like I said, man, once I got out there, it was like just let Tech kind of dictate what we're going to do, and hopefully I'm able to execute enough to get us deeper into the game where I'm not, you know, messing that open up.
When you look at that team, obviously, you know, you were on a couple championship or a few championship teams now. When you look at that team, how would you classify that team? As just sort of a team that had a lot of confidence, a lot of talent, that you knew that you were going to win? Did you have, how do you look back at that team?
Matt, looking back on that one, I feel like it was a group of veterans with a few young guys, and those veterans just knew how to show up every day and play the game the right way, go about their business, and it was just kind of like repeat. You know, show up the next day, push play, show up the next day, push play. And it was just like one day after another. It was just so workmanlike. You know, you had, you know, Mikey Lowell teaching Pedroia the ropes of routine and ground balls, and David and Manny, and then, you know, calling up Jacoby, JD and Wright, Tech. It was such a workman group, you know, Shill, Beckett, we had Dice K and Timlin in the bullpen, Pap, you know, it's just like guys showed up, we had fun, but it was just like that veteran group of guys that knew what they needed to do day in and day out. And like I said, it was just like clockwork every day. And just being around them, it was, okay, we lost tonight, we're going to win tomorrow, we'll be right back at it tomorrow. And it was just the same, put our work in, and the next day will be rewarded, you know, kind of one of those deals.
Just the last thing, when you look at, you were so young when you win that championship, were you sort of the mindset that this is going to happen all the time? I mean, you guys actually had a very good team the next year, and injuries cut up to you a little bit, but do you remember that feeling that this was just something that's going to happen all the time for us?
Yeah, I mean, but that was the way I was brought up in the organization. You know, even when I was young in 03 and 04, before the first World Series, it was the Boston Red Sox are World Series contenders every single year, and that's what they wanted to preach to us as young kids. And we were fortunate enough for that group, that fortunate enough to get there together and kind of have that mindset. And then I think once 07 – for us did that, it was like, okay, we've been here, we know what to expect, we know how to play I hadn't played the 162 with the team yet, but those guys had, and they knew what we were doing day in and day out, and the expectation was to win a World Series. And yeah, the next year I thought we had a better chance than that year, you know, and we're one win away from going back-to-back World Series appearances. So, but yeah, man, I think it's just, it's a mindset that they instilled at an early age for us, and that's the organization doing that. You know, that's Theo, that's John Henry, that's those guys, Tito, when he was there, bringing that down to the younger guys. And then the minor league coach is doing a good job of that, instilling in us, hey, we have to develop, but at the same time, you guys get called up, you guys need to win, and you need to produce and be contributors to this team. And, you know, I felt like that just kind of solidified us as a younger group being able to be a part of that, that this is the right path for us, and this is what we're going to do year in and year out.
And a huge thank you to John Lester and Rob Bradford, part of our broadcast here tonight. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.